Welcome back. Shattuck Shootout, the Arnett Lady Wildcats, your 2022 Shattuck Shootout champions. Their first one, and Brooklyn Bayless was electric. She had 20 points, and it's amazing she could still get 20 and still not, you felt like at times, you know, especially in that first quarter, she was just doing other things, passing, distributing, playing defense, still got 20 points. Anna Hope Santana with 10, Ashton Southers with 11, Landry Bayless with 10, Sarah Whalen with 5, Talara Brown with 3. And what was a complete team effort for the Arnett Lady Wildcats to move to 16-3. Laverne Lady Tigers keep their head up. They made this one closer, actually cut it to 5 there at the end. So it's closer than the first time around. They dropped to 12-4, but Whitley Cash with 18 and Caitlin Long both with 18. And what an effort from those two ladies trying to keep their team in it, those two juniors. The Presley Brown, the junior, she had 5 points. Nani Echevarria was a big minute. She got in a little foul trouble, but when she was in there, she was big. She had 10. Macy Bentley with 2. Taya Leone with 2 for Laverne. Actually won the fourth quarter 20-13, but were not able to win that basketball game. And a good one there. We got another good one upcoming. Shattuck going to take on 18th-ranked Visai here, try to win. Both of these teams have won one. The 2020 Shattuck Shootout went to Shattuck. John Bay was the MVP of that one. And the 2019 one went to Visai. Abel Miramontes was the MVP that time. So both of these teams looking to put their names on the 8th annual Shattuck Shootout record books. And we're going to come back to you right after this. We're going to get your starters, talk a little bit about what you can expect. It's Shattuck coming in at 8-4. It's Visai coming in at 12-7. Going to decide the boys' champion right after this. It's the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
When I was in Iraq, our convoy was hit. It was bad. After I came home, I could still hear booms and see tracer fire. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
With help from DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Today, I'm part of DAV. We're veterans helping veterans to get the benefits they've earned. And I give my veterans my all.
But there's more to be done and more victories to be won.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Naomi Mathis, thank you for your service. May your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Welcome back. Shattuck Shootout, girls title in the books this year. 2022 champs, your Arnett Lady Wildcats, 59-54 winners over Laverne. And now it is the guys' turn. Shattuck, the home team, coming in at 8-4. They're led by head coach Drew Miller. No state titles for them. 3 state appearances, 1991, 1990, and 1918. If there's anyone alive that played in that game, I would love to interview you. 1918, one of the 3 Shattuck state title appearances, or 3 state appearances, rather. Coach Drew Miller, also the football coach this season for the first year. It's the 8th season, though, as the basketball coach. He's got over 224 wins. Previously took Laverne to state. We mentioned that a little bit ago. Assisted by Brian Schoaf, Alan Toon, the girls' coach, and Josh Kibbe helping him out. Now, this team has won 5 games in a row. They're coming in hot. They've really feel like they figured something out, and they're playing well as a team. And they are going to be a load for Visai to take down. In fact, they just beat them 50-41 about a month ago, December 14th. Shattuck won that game. And these two teams are going to be real familiar with each other because they are in the same district. It is a hard district. Fargo Gage Fort Supply is about 3 or 4 games over 500 right now, depending on what happened tonight. are also in that district. Any one of those teams could come out of there. That is not a good draw, considering that first game is going to be an elimination game for two teams. So this is a huge game for seeding. You could be looking at, you can take out that number beside Visai's name. These two teams are pretty evenly matched. Visai, as we mentioned, coming in 18th ranked team in the state. They are led by head coach Billy Haley in his second season, actually, but second new season. He left in 2017, came back after 10 years coaching, so it's really his 11th season total. 169 wins. We took him to state in 2010. He's assisted by Chris Webb and Garrett Royal. Again, they just lost to these the same Shattuck Indians, but seven state appearances for Visai. They just had one in 2020 back in the day, and that the coach of that team was Coach Alan Toon, who's on the bench for the girls' coach now for Shattuck. So a lot of crossing over between these two squads, and they're going to know each other well. They're going to see each other a lot, and they're not too far apart from each other. Some names you want to know, John David Elam, the MVP so far this tournament. He's got 42 points in two games. He has been clutch down the stretch from the line. Not a guy you want to foul in the fourth quarter. The lefty is giving people fits out there. Now he's got to make sure he stays out of foul trouble, because had he not fouled out last evening, or he didn't foul out, but he got four fouls early, sat most of the third quarter. Had he played, he might have had 30. He ended up with about 20. He ended up with 21 or 22 as it is. I can't remember. I think it was 22. We'll check on that and get back to you. But the other one you need to know, Roscoe Lattes, averages 15 a game. He was Oil Center Classic all tournament the last couple years. They didn't play in it this year. But no Freeman on him. Logan Freeman was tasked with guarding, and he has a tendency to shut down your scorers. He's going to be free, a little freer tonight, so they're going to have to keep an eye on 23. For the Shattuck Indians, Dyson Hazelbaker, when he starts hitting from outside, it's a different team because it opens up the lane for him. He's really has a really quick first step, can get in the lane and distribute or shoot. And if he's hitting threes, you've got to come out and get him. He's going to be a tough guard. So keep an eye on him tonight, the senior. When he shoots it well, this Visai team plays at another level. Also, Noah Halderman down low is going to have to hold his own. A returning starter, he's going to be tasked with banging with Buller, with Chris Jones down there. He's going to have to hold his own and get some rebounds. Can't let Shattuck dominate the boards tonight. Visai does lack a little bit of size if they've got one to catch. The other thing for Visai, you got to stay out of your dry spells. This is a team that we saw up big on Buffalo, didn't hold the lead in the fourth quarter. They've had some leads, and they let teams hang around because they go through kind of 2-3 minute spells where they don't score. They're going to have to end that, take good shots, not start jacking up threes if they're up by 10 or 12 points, and just have good possessions and stay focused. It's going to be a loud crowd. You're playing on the road. Shattuck's fired up. It's a Saturday. Everybody's in the gym, and they're wanting to take home this title. So Visai got to keep their cool, keep their heads about them. It's a very good squad. They've won their first 8-9. They've struggled a little bit lately. They lost three in a row coming into the Shattuck shootout, but they've won the two that mattered. They're here now. Throw the rest of them out. We're playing for a title game. Visai coming out starting. They're going to start Cale Nelson, the senior. Eli Randall, number 13, the junior. Number 14, Dyson Hazelbaker, the senior. Number 20, Noah Haldeman, the junior. And Dalen Todd, the senior, going to start for Visai in this one. They'll throw different starting lineups. They do go pretty deep to these Indians. And they've had a couple injuries. Injuries have forced them to kind of be a little bit sporadic, though. They went out to that 8-9 start. They dropped a few lately because of some guys weren't in the lineup. Now they're starting to get a little healthy and feel a little swagger. In their way, these Shattuck Indians, they're going to be start with Jesse Gibson, number 0, the senior. John David Elam, the junior, number 1. Ross Latta, the junior, number 23. Blake Buller, the senior, number 33. And Chris Jones, the senior, number 52. I'm sorry, John David's a senior. I think I said he was a junior. So four seniors start for the Shattuck Indians. And therefore, good ones are going to come out. White jerseys, red numbers. They're going to be going left to right. Visai in the maroon with the white numbers going right to left. And Halderman's going to tip it up against Blake Buller. Here we go. Championship time on the boys' side. Shattuck taking on Visai. Crowd rocking here at the Shattuck shootout. And we got first quarter action coming your way here. Tip up with Buller and Halderman. Buller's a big kid, long arms. Haldeman's a bit of a leaper. He can get up. Here we go with the tip. Shattuck and Visai, the rematch upcoming. And the tip won by Buller goes back to Elam. Shattuck going left to right here. They give it over to Gibson. Gibson now to Buller. He looks around, surveys the court, over to Elam. Shows ball, dribbles to Gibson. Out to Buller, man defense here by Visai. Lada driving kick back outside. Not giving up any space right now, the Indians. They flip it over all the way around the corner to Chris Jones. Bounce pass underneath, looking for Gibson, stolen away by Hazel Baker. He's got quick hands. You got to know where four is on the perimeter. He loves four, gets in the passing, 14 rather, gets in the passing lanes. Now over in the corner. Drive, left-hand Nelson, slips it back outside to Randall for a long two, and Eli Randall strikes first blood. 2 points for Vyside. They lead 2-0 here early in the first quarter. Now Elam out to Gibson. Jesse gives it to Latta. And Ross, ball fake, drives inside, stripped away by Halderman. Great hands there by Noah. And that one stolen back by Gibson, comes flying inside to Hazel Baker off the glass, but he missed the lay-in. Another hustle play from Gibson, who left it all on the floor in the semi. He has never stopped moving out there, but missed the bucket with a good steal. Vyside gets possession. They give it back to Hazel Baker. He drives, little crease. Oops, dipsy do move, right hand, won't go. Rebound by Buller. Hazel Baker got to the rack, couldn't finish it. Couple point-blank misses for both teams here early. Latta's going to come up, try a three. It's going to come off the front iron and bounce right to Buller. Shattuck maintains possession. They give it to Elam. John David over in the corner to Blake. Buller looking for a cutter. Nobody open. Crosses over back to Gibson. Gibson lobs it inside to Jones. Great pass by Jesse Gibson and a foul on Chris Jones. He's going to go to the free throw line. First foul of the game. Missed the shot. Great entry pass there. And that'll be on Eli Randall, his first, anybody's first. First for Vyside in particular. 6:18 to go in the first quarter. Chris Jones' chance to tie it. He hit the first free throw. Good job there by Chris. Took his time. Knocked it down. Again, an all-star by class on the football field is Chris Jones. Taking his time shooting this one. Drops that one off the back iron. Won't fall. Fight for the rebound underneath, and Randall comes away with it. Score stays at 2-1 by Cy. 6:13 to go in the first quarter. Hazel Baker looking to penetrate. Back outside to Nelson for a three. And he rattles it in. Hits the deck hard. A little bit of a flop, but it still hit the three. 5-1. Vyci in front here early. And they're coming out hot shooting. They struggled a little bit shooting the ball in the semi. Still won the game, though. Now over to Buller. Corner to Gibson. Gibson looking for a teammate. Nice job denying the ball. Cale Nelson so far on Latta. Buller almost lost the basketball. Bounces into Chris Jones. He's double teamed in the post. Flips it over to Latta. Bounce pass over to Gibson in the corner. Jesse going to come back and reset it. Nice job defensively by Vyci. And Dalen Todd on to Elam. So the defenders, Dalen Todd, that's a defensive substitution. He's a really good defender. He'll be tasked with Elam tonight. Elam gets around him, stops, switches left hand, won't go. Soft touch, wouldn't drop for him. Hit off the back iron and a rebound by Halderman, who's got a couple early. Hazel Baker just going to pull up from three. That one doesn't go. Tipped by Latta, back to Buller. Bodies on the ground. And that's going to be a foul on the rebound. I think they're going to tag Latta with that. And a tough break there for 23. Hacked him on the wrist. First foul for Ross. One foul for either squad here. Getting underway. Now we're going to walk it. It's going to be a traveling call there. On Vyci. Going to be on Todd. So Vyci dodges the bullet. Turns it right back over to Shattuck. 5-1 Vyci in front though by four. Here early in the first quarter. 5 minutes to play here in the first frame. John David picking it up, flips it over to Ross. Ross, back the corner. Gibson, they dared him to shoot it. He missed everything. Just got it, a little bit of the backboard on the backside. Rebound, Vyci. Quickly other end. Oh, Buller saved an easy two. Nice hustle by Blake Buller. Halderman was cherry picking down there. And Buller saved it two points for Vyci. 5-1 score remains and some substitutions. Cummings is going to come in. Pockner's going to come in. Who's not the biggest guy. You may think Pockner coming in and Jones coming out, and you've got a rebounding advantage, but Pockner's excellent at boxing out. He's real good at the fundamentals. Nelson, handoff to Hazel Baker. Got Cummings on him. Going to have to stay in front of Dyson. Screen, slips it. Hazel Baker changing directions. Almost lost the basketball. He's going to call for a travel. He tried to drive and kick, but somebody got a piece of the ball. Made it tough on Dyson. He ends up with the turnover. 5-1 the score, 4:28. To go here in the first quarter. Vyci leads by four. And Shattuck having trouble scoring here early. Buller coming out. Cummings looking for him. Pockner popping out to the wing. Coming around to screens, Elam. He drives inside, right hand stops, left hand shot. That won't go. Buller with the rebound, put back won't fall. Pockner with the rebound, his put back will fall. And Will Pockner with a big two makes it 5-3. And he is an integral part to this team. He comes off the bench, but man, he does a lot of things when they need him. He seems to come through with a big play. Hazel Baker coming back behind a screen, fadeaway shot won't draw, tipped around, still tipped around. Cummings has it, tries to get it, finally regathers it. And almost lost the basketball. Good job by Cummings playing volleyball with it till he got control. Jalen crosses that timeline. Pulls up, picks it over in the corner to Pockner. Pockner right back to Elam. Drops it inside of the post to Buller. One dribble, double teamed, and they're going to call him for an offensive foul, pushing off with the offhand. It's Blake Buller. Gets his first foul. It's a second team foul for Shattuck. It's still 5-3 Visai in what's been a low-scoring game thus far. With 3:26 to go in the first quarter. Hazel Baker over to Halderman. Head fake. Goes baseline. Steps back out for a three, and it's an air ball and a rebound by Latta. Crowd's going to give it here. He's going to hear it from the crowd here. Latta picks up his dribble over to Elam. Looking for room. Nowhere to go. Over to Pockner. He drives baseline. He's going to get fouled trying to take it to the baseline. And that's going to be the second team foul on Visai. And that'll be the first foul on Noah Halderman. 3:06 to go in the first quarter. Still 5-3. Visai in front by two. Baseball score here early. Latta under the hoop. Flips it over to Elam in the corner. Gets a screen from Pockner. Pick and roll into Pockner. Poked away at the last minute by Halderman. Good play there by Shattuck. Almost pulled it off. And Pockner and Elam played together for a long time, known each other for many years. Pockner coming over from Fargo Gage Fort Supply, a team he might have to run into in the districts. Now they go around. Latta coming around a screen, comes up shooting. They're going to call a foul, though, on the screen. Shot didn't fall anyway for Ross. So that'll more than likely be the third team foul on Visai. They're going to have a discussion about who this was on. Crowd getting upset. Coach Haley says it's on the floor. We're going to talk about a shooting foul. It should be on the floor. And no, they're going to put him at the free throw line. That's a tough break there for Visai. Crowd didn't like it. They're saying it's a shooting. Oh, they're changing it. That's going to be inbounded on the sideline. So there we go. Third team foul, first foul on Cale Nelson. So Shattuck maintains the ball. They're up 6-5. Screen there coming off. It's Elam for three. That one's going to come up short and fight for the rebound. Elam comes away with it. He drives inside, and that's going to be a charge under the basket. Elam a little too aggressive. Nice job there by Visai. And Elam picks up his first foul. Team still leads by one, 6-5, 2:48 to go. Nice job by Visai packing the lane, making life difficult on Elam. Hazel Baker with it. He goes around the right side. A little fadeaway, hesitation shot, and it wouldn't drop for him. And Buller comes away with it. Double clutch there by Hazel Baker. Wouldn't fall. 2:32 to go in the first quarter. Elam drive out to Cummings. Cummings picks up his dribble. Pockner, top of the key. Drives inside, right hand, and stuffed out of bounds. Halderman got a piece of it. Good defense by 20. Stays, though, with Shattuck. Pockner coming out aggressive here. Couple more substitutions. Caleb Moss, he's a shooter. And Tony Johnson, who battled some injuries but been back in this tournament. We had him against Buffalo. He did not play in that game. He's back in there now for the Indians. Wing, Elam picks it up, gives it over to Cummings. Looking inside of Buller in the high post. Comes out to set a screen. Pick and roll nowhere as they drop it out to Cummings for a wing three. Hand in his face, long. Rebound Halderman off the miss. Quickly ahead to Moss. Caleb Moss driving inside, trying to back in. Latta turns, spins baseline and hit the shot and got the foul. Tough shot by Moss, and Latta thought he had him pushed out onto the baseline. And that's going to be two on Roscoe Latta, and that's going to bring in Jesse Gibson for Ross. Couple substitutions here, and what a shot by Moss. Now Cale Nelson coming back in. That's going to bring out Dalen Todd. So it'll be Nelson, Hazel Baker, Halderman, Johnson, and Moss in the game for Visai. And the and-one attempt here for Caleb Moss. He had a big game in the semi. He picks up his third point. And he starts sometimes for them. He didn't start tonight. but he plays starter minutes. Now over to Gibson. As we mentioned, Coach Haley will start many different combinations. Now back into the corner. I think he was looking for a defensive one when he started Dalen Todd. Gibson over in the corner to Cummings. Coming around the screens, Pockner kicks it back out to Gibson, who goes baseline. Takes it right at Halderman. Gets the shot to drop and the foul. Cummings is fired up, and the Shattuck student section. You can hear him up above the rim there. Big bucket makes it 8-8. Just when Visai pulls in front, Cummings. And that is going to be the first foul on Dyson Hazelbaker. And Cummings picks up 2 points there. His chance to make it three and give Shattuck the lead back. This back and forth we go here in the first quarter. Minute 41 to go. Offense has improved, but the foul shooting hasn't. That's a miss. Johnson with the rebound. Over to Hazelbaker. Gibson up in him. Hazelbaker gets around him. Slice pass by Hazelbaker up under the hoop and a miss. Point blank by Nelson under the hoop. Great pass by Hazelbaker. Cummings drives inside. Tries the Euro step. Loses the basketball. Buller trying to save it and just gets it over to Elam and saves the ball. Over to Cummings in the corner. Right back to Buller. Gibson, long two. He's open. Bounces off the back iron. Hazelbaker skies for the rebound. Still tied at 8. Minute 13 to go in the quarter. Hazelbaker, hesitation, change in directions. A little fadeaway. It won't go. And his shot is off tonight for Hazelbaker. Still tied at 8. Cummings with the basketball over to Gibson. Under a minute to play here in this quarter. Looks like Shattuck going to try to back it up and hold it. Cummings gives it over to Jesse Gibson. Elam coming around a screen. Takes the top of the key. Now on the wing to Cummings. Pockner comes off the screen from Buller. He's going to turn, shoot left-handed, and rolls it in, showing the touch. Pockner picking up where he left off in the semis. He had a nice game last one. He has got one going tonight with four. 10-8, Shattuck in front by two. 34 seconds left in this first quarter. Top of the key, Moss drives to the elbow. Kick back out to Johnson. Johnson, hesitation move, gets inside, finds a little space, misses a shot, tries to get his own rebound. Knocked out of bounds by Shattuck. And stays by side, and Randall's going to come in for Halderman. Chris Jones is going to come in for Blake Buller for the last 22.8 seconds of this quarter. Shattuck leading by two. Hazelbaker into Johnson on the wing, on the corner rather, sorry. He's going to show ball, nowhere to go. Drops it off to Hazelbaker, 15 to shoot for Visai. Hazelbaker drive baseline, nowhere to go, changes directions, goes back the other way to the top of the key. 8 seconds left, and Dyson going to hold for shot. Stutter step, spin move, in the paint. Kick outside, open for three is Moss, and he hit the shot. Great job by Hazelbaker with the penetrating dish. And at the buzzer, Visai takes a one-point lead after one quarter. They lead 11-10, championship of the Shattuck Shootout. Second quarter coming up after this on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
For all of your pharmacy needs, stop by your local Medic Pharmacy in Gifts. Our full-service pharmacies can take care of all of your prescription needs. In fact, they also have Lisa Oakley, a certified hearing instrument specialist and remedies and revolvers in their Shattuck location. Yes, that's correct. Medic Pharmacy in Shattuck is your one stop for anything from a weapon for your personal protection, Vortex Optics, Traeger's Grills, Gifts, hearing issues, prescriptions, lift chairs, or medical supplies. Medic Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of all local athletics.
Back here, Shattuck. Shattuck Shootout Championship game. And a good first quarter. Visai leads by a point, 11-10. Visai starting with the basketball. Both teams, the Indians. So not going to be able to use that much during the broadcast. Hazelbaker can come up with a quick three. That's not going to drop. And a rebound by Moss has been huge coming off the bench so far for Visai. Moss drives in. Little shot inside. Paint won't go. Rebound, Chris Jones. Good look there for Moss. Shot wouldn't fall for him. Quickly the other way. Shattuck trying to take the lead back. Cummings, top of the key to Pockner. Pockner out of the wing to Gibson. He says, let's slow it down, guys. And now over to the wing to Cummings. Looking at Jones in the left block. Says no. Elam over to Gibson on the wing. He is wired, daring him to shoot out there, and he's going to say no. Now over to Cummings. Still trying to get it to Jones. Nope. Nothing there. They swing it back around. Good defense by Visai. Really packing the paint. Not giving it to the bigs. They lob it into Jones. It's poked away. Great defense by Vaisai. Back to Hazel Baker. Fronting the post. Quickly, other way. Johnson, left block. One dribble in the paint. Right hand and good. Good pass again by Hazel Baker. And Shattuck wants a timeout. 6:56 to go in the half. It's Vaisai 13, Shattuck 10. You're listening to the Shattuck Shootout here on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Fieldhouse, Shattuck Gymnasium, fantastic facility. 8th annual Shattuck Shootout, and every one of them has been great here. We've seen a lot of teams come out of here, make some deep runs, and right now that's what Arnett is hoping to happen, is the Lady Wildcats winning the girls' championship. And now the guys, it's 13-10, Vaisai in front by three, trying to stop a red-hot Shattuck squad, coming in winning five in a row. Outside, Cummings from the corner, he dropped it down, and Cummings off the bench has been fantastic. He's got five. He ties it up at 13. Plays with a lot of fire out there, does number 11. Hazel Baker, top of the key. Gives it over to Johnson. Screen set. Flip it inside. Nice ball fake up underneath by Todd. Gets it to drop. Got everyone off their feet. Shot fake and put it back up and in. And it's back to a 15-13 lead for Vaisai. Gibson on the wing. Chris Jones, they swing it around to Cummings. Now in the corner to Elam, who's been quiet so far. No points by JD in that first quarter. They are really denying basketball. Nice coaching move by Haley to put Dalen Todd on him, who's done a great job. He's basically face guarding Elam. Cummings wants to set everything up. A couple down screens. People pop out. It's Gibson who gets it. Gives it over to Elam. They swing it around to Cummings. Flashing inside to Potner. One dribble. Back outside to Cummings. 4-3. Just hit one. That one's going to go long. Jones skies for the rebound. Rips it up. Gives it to Elam. He's open for three from the corner. That's going to go long on the miss. And tracked down by Moss right in the corner. Finally brings it up. Gets it around Potner. Flips it ahead. No one's down there for Todd. Shot fake up underneath. Gets the foul in the bucket. And Todd did the same thing he just did. But this time Cummings left his feet and fouled him. And Jalen Cummings trying to make a play. A little too aggressive. That is four for Todd. Running the floor. Cummings has to come out. Latta going to come in. First foul on Jalen. That'll be the 15th foul on Shattuck with 5:28 to go in the half. It's 17-13 by side. Dalen Todd misses the free throw. Nice fight for the rebound by Chris Jones. He almost got pinned down in there. Used his strength to get it. Drive by Elam. Stops in the block. He's tagged. Flips it inside to Jones. Great pass, but another miss. And Shattuck having trouble hitting shots here in the last few possessions. Hazel Baker streaking down the right side as Todd. He lost the basketball. Throws it way up into the air. Goes a mile high and finally tracked down by Randall. Back to Randall for three. Top of the key. That's going to roll out. Bodies on the ground. Rebound Johnson. He's going to try to shoot it. It's blocked by Elam, who gets the board. Crazy sequence of events there. And Elam now going to attack with the right hand. And he picks up the foul. That ball's going to bounce right over to us and bounce off the table. Elam's going to go to the free throw line. His team trailing 17-13 with under five to play in this half. That'll be the fourth team foul on Vaisai. And the first foul on Dalen Todd. Puts John David at the line. He's going to be shooting two here. A chance to cut it to two. Vaisai's held the lead here for a little bit. They took it right at the end of the first quarter and really have held it since. That's going to be a miss by John David from the line, usually pretty reliable. Buller's going to come in for Jones. Randall's going to come out for Halderman. Johnson's going to come out. Cale Nelson going to come back in for Vaisai. Second free throw coming. Chance to make it a one-possession game here for John David. Taking his time. Up. And there he goes. Sometimes to get your shot back, you got to make a free throw first. We'll see if that helps. John David starts to shoot a little bit better. 17-14. Here in the second quarter, 4:44 to go in the half. Vaisai with the ball. Quick three by Moss on the wing, and he hit the shot. Caleb Moss has been electric here in the last two games. Got the hot hand, much like Carson Baggs. That's another three for Moss. Potner going to drive in. He's got him on his back. Left hand, tough shot. Buller skies for the rebound. Tries to save it because he was falling down and flipped it right to Hazelbaker. Tries to take it coast to coast. It's stripped away. Gibson gets down, and we're going to get a foul on Hazelbaker trying to get it back. Wild sequence, another wild sequence of events. That's going to be the second foul on Dyson. That's a 16 foul on Byside. One more, and Shattuck's going to be in the 1-1. Trailing 20-14. Shattuck going to have the basketball. Going to be inbounded under the hoop by John David. .419 to go here in this half. 6-point lead for Byside. Big possession here for Shattuck, who relinquished the lead in the last second at the end of the first quarter and haven't led since. Potner on the wing. Back to Elam. Elam driving on Todd. Todd, dude, nice job staying in front of him. They drop it mid-post to Buller. Back outside to Gibson. And they are packing the paint for Jesse Gibson. He's going to drive it. Take it in close. Little fadeaway. Jesse can't get it to drop. Tipped around. Taken away by Nelson, who's looking to run. He's got one man to beat. It's Latta to the rim. Takes it in and good. Cale Nelson sprinting down for two. And all of a sudden, Byside leads by 8, 22-14 with 3:45 to go in the half. Elam's been cold. They are doing everything they can to keep it out of his hands. Latta's been cold. Two leading scorers on Shattuck having a hard time tonight. Now top of the key. Drive. Elam's going to pull up and shoot, and he gets that one to roll in. Just a step inside the free throw line. Finding his touch. That's three. Byside the other way. 22-16, they lead. Crossover. Moss back outside. Nelson for three. That's going to bounce high and a rebound by Potner. Comes down strong with it. Gives it to Elam. 6-point lead. And that one almost stolen away, but Latta saves it. Todd almost got it. Latta, Euro step. Right hand. And good if it goes. And they're going to call a charge on Ross Latta. Eli Randall draws it. For a second there, I thought he might call the block. But instead, they're going to get Latta with the foul. That is three on Ross with 3:05 to go in the first quarter. He's going to have to sit, and Cummings is going to have to come back in. He has no points so far with 3:03 to go in the half. Bringing it up to the hot hand. That's Caleb Moss, who leads all scorers with nine. Why not? He's going to shoot. It's going to come off. Long rebound. Bounces inside. Potner fights for it. That's going to be a jump ball. It's a good call by the official. Possession arrow goes back to Shattuck. They both got there at the same time. I think Coach Miller wanted a foul, but I think that's going to be possession arrow back to Shattuck. Both teams with six. Next foul will be 1-1 for whoever gets it. 6-point lead. Big possession here as Shattuck struggled offensively so far in this quarter. They've only got 6 points. Try to change that here in the last 2:48 of the half. Cummings coming around. It's Elam back to Gibson. Coming around screens, Potner, one dribble, taking it up, takes it up, shot won't fall for him. I think they fouled him on the floor. And, whoop, they're going to say offensive foul. And who was that on? Probably setting the screen. Looks like setting the screen on Buller. Tough break there. And that is the 7th team foul, offensive, so nobody's shooting. But gives it back to Vysaw. Drive by Moss. Moss in the paint. Kick it outside to Randall. Wide open for three. It's going to bounce high. Skying up for it. It's Potner and a foul on the rebound. And that's going to be shots. Big play there by Will Potner. And both these teams getting pretty physical here. Going after some loose balls. Crowd starting to get into it. 2:26 to go in the half. Took a couple big free throws here for Will Potner. That is the second foul on Eli Randall. Both teams now with seven. It'll be a 1-1 for Potner. He's got four already, a couple big ones here. And right before he shot it, Jalen Cummings came in and said something to him. I don't know if that was a good idea, and he missed it. Not a good idea to go in and talk to your free throw shooter before he shoots, but that's tied up on the rebound. That's going to be a jump ball go back this way to Vysai. And Potner, he's had it loaded up. He was getting ready to shoot, and Cummings came in. I don't know if he said something to him, but he said something to the guys rebounding. Stolen away again by Elam. They tried to rifle one down low. Elam picks it off like a free safety. They drop it to Potner. Floating shot and in. Six for Will. 22-18. Shattuck's cut it to four. Coach Haley says, let's calm it down, and he's going to call timeout. 2:11 left in the half. Byside leads Shattuck by four. 22-18. Back after this. It's the championship of the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
K-101. We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K-101.
Welcome back here in Shattuck. 22-18, 2:10 to go in the half, and a quick foul on the toss in by Buller. And not what you need there, blocking foul, and that's going to be three throws here for Dyson Hazelbaker. As Blake Buller, getting a little too aggressive, has three fouls already. 1-1 upcoming for Hazelbaker with his team up four, and nary a second off the clock, and all of a sudden, Dyson Hazelbaker finds himself at the free throw line for the 1-1, and it don't go, missed it. And he still has scoreless with 2:06 to go in the half. As the guys we mentioned at the top, names to watch out for, three of them have not yet to score. Well, two of them have yet to score. And Elam has been held down scoring-wise here early. Kick out to Gibson's wide open for three, and it's another air ball. And they are daring him to shoot, as he is not a good shooter from three. Drop in, kick out for Halderman. Halderman back to Hazelbaker. Minute 45 to go. Four-point lead for Visai. Gibson on Hazelbaker. Over to Todd. Todd hesitates, drives inside. Oh, a bump by Jones, ran into a brick wall. Kicked it over to Hazelbaker, rolls one out, and he cannot buy a bucket here early. Good look that time for Dyson, wouldn't fall for him. Now Elam trying to slow it down. He's only got three. Give it over to Cummings. Cummings drops it off to John David, flashing high post. Jones jump throw out to Cummings for three in the wing, and it goes down for Jalen Cummings, who's got eight off the bench, providing the bulk of the scoring tonight. For Shattuck, Pockner and Cummings, two guys off the bench, have 14 of their 21. It's a one-point lead for Visai, minute three to go. It's a mirror image of the last quarter, only this time Shattuck clawing back into it. Hoping to take a lead here, but Visai trying to answer. Driving kick outside, Halderman, three, catches the back iron. Good box out by Jones. Shattuck with a chance to take the lead. They haven't led since the buzzer of the first quarter. 22-21, 43 seconds, and Elam says slow it down. Now out to the wing to Gibson. Gibson over to Cummings. They flip it all the way back over to Cummings, or to Elam. Flip it into Jones, poked away, but goes right to Cummings. Cummings drives and tried to bounce it off to Pockner. Pockner wasn't looking for it, and a turnover. Looking to run. Hazelbaker drives inside right hand and gets it to go coast to coast. Dyson Hazelbaker's on the board. It's a three-point lead for Visai. 18 seconds left in the half. Gibson with a basketball. Great job by Hazelbaker, weaving inside, finding a little space. Pockner trying to back in Randall. Turns, shoots, tough shot, and Pockner got it to go. Will Pockner starting to heat up. Drives inside, and a foul by Gibson, and not a smart foul at 2.9. It's going to put Dyson at the free throw line, and Gibson wasn't even close to the steal. That's going to be the ninth team foul now. Dyson Hazelbaker, just when they cut it to one, has a chance to make it possibly three. There'll be a 1-1 here. First foul on Gibson. He's going to eye it up. 2.9 to go, and the first one will drop. Well, Dyson may have found his stroke here. We talked about Elam getting to the line and finding it. Maybe this will get Hazelbaker going. It's a two-point lead for Visai. Make it three. Hit them both. Two big ones. 2.9 to go. Elam from half court. Count if it goes. It will not. Air ball. Visai at the end of the half leads by three, 26-23. Halftime coming up. It's the championship game of the Shattuck Shootout here on K101.
Security State Bank of Laverne has been serving the area since 1921. You can trust the bank, the people, and the service at Security State Bank of Laverne. They make mobile banking easy with their 24/7 customer service. You can visit their website at ssbcheyenne.bank or stop by in person at 111 East Janger Road. Security State Bank of Laverne, a proud supporter of the community, students, and athletes, as they know how important it is to help the community build a strong future. Security State Bank of Laverne is a small-town bank with big bank capabilities. Member FDIC.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block. Like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Back here in Shattuck, 26-23, Vaisai leads by three at the half. In a back-and-forth affair that saw Vaisai take the lead at the end of the first quarter at the buzzer and never look back. They lead now by three. That was a 16-12 quarter there as 16-12 Vaisai coming out on top, giving them that three-point lead. As 5:42 here before we tip it off back again, your leading scorers right now are not the guys we mentioned at the top. It is the bench guys who have really showed out. Both teams are showing their depth. For the Shattuck Indians, Jalen Cummings has eight. Will Pockner have eight off the bench. Also, John David Edom held the three. Chris Jones has a point as well. And over for Vaisai, nine for Caleb Moss, who does start, didn't start tonight, but still has nine coming off the bench. Cale Nelson with five. Eli Randall with two. Dyson Hazelbaker with three. Tony Johnson with two. And Dalen Todd with four. More importantly for Dalen, he's been tasked with trying to slow down Elam, and he's done a good job of it so far. So defensively, he's done his job down there on Elam. And Latta, Ross Latta, has no points right now. We've got three fouls early. Him and Buller both going to play with three fouls, and they're going to have to be real careful in this third quarter as both teams maybe making some adjustments. Is a really well-coached game. Both coaches really done a good game plan of trying to take the main guys out of the equation for both of these squads, and it's been up to some other role players. Now, Vaisai gets their scoring from a lot of different places and a lot of different guys from night to night, and that is as we're watching a shooting exhibition going on right now. As Vaisai manages to get those scoring opportunities from a bunch of different players, so their leading scorer tends to change. And tonight, right now, it's Caleb Moss. So they're going to have to figure that out, the shooting of Moss here in the second half. We'll see what adjustments may have to close out on number one a little bit for Shattuck. And for Vaisai, keep doing what you're doing. So far, this game has gone the way they wanted. If you're Shattuck, you got to be happy with as tough as a night as it's been for your leading scorers that you're only down three. That's a good sign for the Indians. And if you're Vaisai, keep applying the pressure and keep getting scoring from everybody. It's been a nice team basketball game for both of these squads. We're going to have the second half for you upcoming. It's a three-point lead. Vaisai leads Shattuck in a battle of the Indians for the title here at the Shattuck Shootout. Back after this on Roundball Roundup on K101.
For all of your pharmacy needs, stop by your local Medic Pharmacy and Gifts. Our full-service pharmacies can take care of all of your prescription needs. In fact, they also have Lisa Oakley, a certified hearing instrument specialist, and Remedies and Revolvers in their Shattuck location. Yes, that's correct. Medic Pharmacy in Shattuck is your one stop for anything from a weapon for your personal protection, Vortex Optics, Traeger's Grills, gifts, hearing issues, prescriptions, lift chairs, or medical supplies. Medic Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of all local athletics.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back here, the Shattuck Shootout, one half to play. We've already crowned one champion, the Arnett Lady Wildcats. Pulling it out a little earlier, if you're just joining us, they came out with the 59-54 five-point win over Laverne for the title. Third place game went to the Shattuck Lady Indians, 48-35 winners over Balco. Taking home the third place trophy here tonight. Fifth place went to Boys City, won by a point over Sayre and earlier in the day. And Byside taking home seventh, beating Shattuck's JV earlier today in the girls' side of the bracket. The guys' side of the bracket, third place game went to the Laverne Tigers. Big win, tough win over Sayre, 51-44. Big shooting night again from Karsten Baggs, who they do not, we found out this at the break, they do not have an all-tournament team anymore or an MVP here. But if there was one, Karsten Baggs would be on it. We technically can have one, and he would be one of my selections. Tate Domi had 16-2. He had a big tournament as well for Laverne. As say, they take down Sayre. Fifth place game went to Boys City. Caleb Arthod, another all-tournament performer in Boys City in fifth. 53-50, they take down Balco. And then Arnett took down Shattuck's JV earlier in the day, 56-29 for seventh place. Bringing us here, championship game, 26-23. Visalia leads by three at the half. Getting ready to tip it off in the second half. And the team's going to change sides here and change direction. After a tight first quarter, one-point lead at first quarter. Now a three-point lead as these two teams played it close the first time. Shattuck won 50-41 December 14th. And now they're going to trade sides. Shattuck going to start with a basketball, trailing by three. They're going right to left in the white jerseys and the red numbers. By side the maroon with the white numbers. Going left to right, and Shattuck starts with the basketball. Elam at the point, over to Gibson. Coming around the screens, Latta. Fake the shot, got to back off to Gibson. Oh, almost lost it. Gibson has to regather it and reset. Just getting underway here in the second half. Now over to Buller, Shattuck, who has not led. Little elbow shot there by Elam, drops it down to cut it to one. Good bucket there by John David. Coming out of that halftime, instantly getting a shot and an open look. Cut it 26-25, by side in front by a point, and they've got the ball. Halderin picks up his dribble. Starters back in here. It's Todd, it's Nelson, it's Hazel Baker, it's Randall, it is Halderman. Drive by Noah, takes it baseline, he's cut off. Turn shoot blocked by Buller. Nice defense by Blake Buller, gets it right back. And Shattuck, who hasn't led since the buzzer of the first quarter, can take the lead here. Gibson on the wing, drops it into the post to Jones, right back out to Gibson, over to Buller, top of the key. Swings it around to Elam, then he runs down low. Elam guarded by Todd. Gibson comes out and gets it. They're trying to take the ball out of Elam's hands, set screens for him. Popping out Latta, gives it to Elam. Swings it over to the other side to Gibson. Flashing to Chris Jones, free throw line. Back outside, Latta, or three for John David, who hit the three. Elam hits it. He's got eight. First two shots, first two buckets, and five quick ones, and Shattuck's back in front by two. Answer, Hazel Baker won't go. Tipped around on the rebound. That's going to go out of bounds, but off of Elam and stays here with Visalia. And great job coming out of that half, setting screens as looks like Dalen Todd's coming out. They're going to get Moss in quickly for Visalia. They set a screen for him. They're looking for Caleb. They slip it over to Cale Nelson. Nelson, drive, all lost his feet, just gets it over to Halderman before he travels. Now over to Hazel Baker. Halderman sets a screen for him. Dyson drives inside, right hand off the back iron, won't fall. Halderman tries to save it and doesn't. Tipped away by Gibson, right back to Latta. Latta on the run. Visalia back quickly. They give it over to Elam. Now he's got Moss on him. They've moved Todd from the game. This could be an opportunity for Elam. Moss in his hip pocket. Latta coming around a screen. Comes around to the elbow. Shot fake. Regathers. Shoots it again. Comes up short. Rebound Hazelbaker. Quickly he goes down. Three on two. And he lost it from behind. Poked away. It goes right to Shattuck and Elam with the steal. His team up two. Spin move. Paint goes to shoot. And he's hit hard. Foul's going to be on the floor. As he was fouled before the spin move. Good call there by the official. That's going to be the third foul on Dyson Hazelbaker. And we got a substitution as Johnson going to come in for Hazelbaker. Coach Haley does not want him to pick up, want his point guard to pick up a foul here in the last 5:40 of this quarter. Going to be inbounded under the hoop. Going to be inbounded by Latta. He lobs it over to Elam. Elam from the wing in front of his own bench. Gives it back to Buller. Buller takes one dribble. No one's out on Buller. Waiting on the screen. Gibson sets one. Elam gets the basketball. Latta setting one for him. Slipped by Moss. Flip out to Buller. Buller on attack mode. He stops mid-post. Nope, didn't like it. Gives it back to Elam. He's double-teamed to Buller in the paint. Left block, and Buller just can't get close enough to get a shot off. Not a jump shooter. Latta drives. He turns around. He's going to turn around and shoot to three. It's going to bounce high and bounce right to Eli Randall. It's cut off by Buller. Gets it quickly over to Cale Nelson. Good defense that time by the Visalia Indians. Crossover Nelson taking it at Gibson off the glass. Won't fall. Tough defense. Good job by staying in front of him. Rebound Elam. John David, corner. Latta, three. Jess catches the front of the rim on the miss and a rebound by Moss. He's got a one-on-one with Jesse Gibson. Takes it and fades away at the last minute and scores. Good body control by Moss. He's got 11. He leads all scorers right now. It's 28-28. We're tied again. 4:39 to go in the third quarter. Spin in the paint. Latta, kick it back outside. Gibson on the wing. They go to reset. Jesse dribbles it up top of the key. Gets it over to Ross in the wing. Latta driving baseline. Stops. Fadeaway shot. Just rolls out. Rebound Buller. Backside. Back up and in. Blake Buller. Big board there. His first two of the game. And Shattuck back in front by two. 30-28. 4:16 to go in the quarter. Randall showed the ball. Drive inside. That's going to be a foul called. And a blocking foul. Trying to stay in front of him. That's going to be on Chris Jones. First team foul on Shattuck of the half. 4:13 to go in the third quarter. Under the hoops, Nelson. Corner three. Moss, why not? He's the hot hand. Comes up short. Bounces long. Buller tracks it down. Quickly ahead to Gibson. Three on two. Gibson driving kick. Latta's open for three. That one drops for him. First time on the board tonight. Roscoe Latta with three. And all of a sudden, Shattuck now leads by five. 33-28. Tony Johnson in the corner. Flips it up to Halderman. Halderman back to Randall. Staying in that right corner. Randall's got Jones on him. Says no. Flips it back to Halderman. Now on the wing. Cale Nelson driving. Cut off. And he loses the basketball and out of bounds. He lost his footing. Gibson with a great job beating him to the spot. And Gibson forcing a turnover there. Goes right back to Shattuck with a five-point lead. 3:37 to go in this quarter. And Elam wants to slow it down. He's going to slowly bring it up here. Everybody back for Visai. John David surveys the floor. Nice back cut in by Latta. Great pass by Elam. And he went one way, came back the other way towards the hoop. And 2 points for Ross. And there's going to be a timeout by Coach Haley with 3:19 to go in the third quarter. Shattuck leads by 7, 35-28 over Visai. Back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Welcome back. Shattuck Shootout. Home team leads 35-28 over Visai Boys Championship game. Visai with the basketball. Some other girls' scores coming in. Turpin has won the Buffalo tournament on the girls' side. 46-30. What a job Coach Travis Smoltz has done already in his first year with Turpin coming over from Forgan. That's going to be a flip out to Moss. Back outside, Halderman's open for three. Just caught the front of the rim off the miss. Almost airballed it. Rebound Blake Buller. He's doing a great job on the boards right now. Buller having a nice game so far for Shattuck, getting physical in there, making all the little plays. Elam crossing over Moss, looking for space. Went to his left. He is a lefty. Likes to go that way. He drives inside. This time to the right. Fadeaway shot and hit it. Going with his offhand. He knocks it down, and he's in double digits. And just like that, after a slow first half, JD's got 10. 37-28. Drive by Hazel Baker. Back outside. Three for Halderman. It won't go. Comes up short. Fight for the rebound. Ball on the ground. Everybody going after it. And we're going to get tied up in a jump ball. Possession arrow stays with Vyside. This is a big possession here for Vyside. They got to get on the board now. They find themselves down 9 all of a sudden after leading at the half in a slow second quarter. And it's fine. Them only score 2 points here in the second quarter. Moss with the basketball. Now over to Hazel Baker. He steps back, step back three for Dyson, and he knocked it down, and they needed that. He's got 6, cutting it to 6, 37-31. Good possession there. And if he starts hitting those, it can change the complexion of this game in a hurry. Coming around Latta, Moss in his hip pocket. Elam wants to, says, give me ball. They give it back to Jesse Gibson. 2:05 to go in the quarter, 37-31. Shattuck leads Vyside. Shattuck with the ball. Looking at Elam. Gibson now over to Bullen. He just lost it. Took his eyes off it for a second. And I think he was thinking, where am I going to throw this? Instead, it went right through his hands and out of bounds. Turnover Vyside. Shattuck. Vyside getting the ball up down 6 with 1:48 to go here in the third quarter. Crossover Hazel Baker. It's got Gibson on him. Drive back to Moss. Elam jumps out on him. Moss drives outside. Gives it up to Randall. Randall on the weave in the outside to Halderman. Takes it right at Buller. They call the foul. The bucket drops down, but they're going to call a charge. Big Buller with a big defensive play, and he did. He beat him to the spot. Didn't even flop. Looked like he really hit him there. That time, that's going to be 2 on Halderman. And a charge taken by Buller gives the ball right back to Shattuck. And what looked like the momentum is kind of shifting towards Vyside just got taken back there by Blake Buller. 37-31. Indian Shattuck in front, 1:28 to go in the quarter. Pockner on the wing. Pockner's in there with Cummings, just checked in. Elam drive, dishes it down to the Buller. Great pass by Elam down to Buller. Not sure how he got it through, and the assist by Elam, and Buller's got 4. 39-31, Shattuck leads by 8, 1:09 to go in the third quarter. Dalen Todd over to Halderman. Halderman find a little crease, right hand off the glass. Nice touch by Halderman. His first 2 of the game. And he was the leading scorer when we had him against Buffalo, and he's just got 2 right now. 39-33. Pockner on the wing. 49 seconds to shoot to Elam. Todd on him again. Spin move. Elam in the paint. Tough shot. Went one way, back the other way to get 2 more, making it look easy. And John David's come alive here in the second half. 41-33. It's an 8-point lead for Shattuck. Quick 3. Hazel Baker trying to answer. Won't go. Rebound. Todd tries to take it up strong with the left hand off the glass, and he does, and it's in. Dalen Todd, rebound put back. He's got 6. Good game for him tonight. Vyside not going away. Down 6. 19 seconds to go in the third quarter. Cummings over to Pockner on the wing. He's got Moss on him. Stripped by Todd. Almost got the basketball. Went right back to Pockner. Lofted inside to Buller. Great pass by Pockner. Buller lost it on the way up, and Vyside with the turnover. Halderman, 2 seconds to shoot. 1 second to shoot. Heaves it from half court and won't count. Misses everything. Goes out of bounds. And Shattuck maintains the lead and retakes it after quarter number 3. They lead 41-35. Fourth quarter coming up. It's round ball roundup at the Shattuck out on K101.
Security State Bank of Laverne has been serving the area since 1921. You can trust the bank, the people, and the service at Security State Bank of Laverne. They make mobile banking easy with their 24/7 customer service. You can visit their website at ssbcheyenne.bank or stop by in person at 111 East Jane Giroux. Security State Bank of Laverne, a proud supporter of the community, students, and athletes, as they know how important it is to help the community build a strong future. Security State Bank of Laverne is a small town bank with big bank capabilities. Member FDIC.
Reading is fundamental. The nation's largest children's literacy organization invites you to rally our children to read. Visit rallytoread.org and help your child pledge to read 100 books by Read Across America Day in March 2022. Also, watch well-known authors read their favorite books. Find activities to keep young readers motivated, and teachers can enter the Rally to Read sweepstakes for a chance to win 100 books for their own school, subject to rules. Inspire your child to read. Visit rallytoread.org today.
Back here in Shattuck. Shattuck shootout, 1 quarter left to play in a fantastic tournament. Day 3, Shattuck leads Vyside 41-35 in the boys' title game. And the home team looking to hold serve here in their home gym. Jalen Cummings going to shoot a corner three. It's going to bounce high, and Hazelbaker skies up for it, but it tips right to Cummings. Cummings drives, stripped block from behind by Hazelbaker, goes right to Elam, who turns, shoots, and scores. And a tough break there for Visai. Made two great plays, and Elam just got the ball right under the hoop, turns and scores, and he's got 14 all of a sudden, 43-35. 12 of those here in the second half. Drive, Hazelbaker, oh, nice hesitation, takes it to the rack, gets around Latta for two. Dyson has eight. Lead remains six. Shattuck 43-37, 7:14 to go in the game. Pottner on the wing, looking for a screen. Drops it into the elbow. Buller, one dribble, picks it up, back out to Elam. Guarded by Todd. Stripped him way off, knocked it off his knee. And that's going to, I'm going to say it stays here, win off Todd. Coach Haley said that should be our basketball, but he's all the way down the other end of the floor. Ref says no, that is out. On Visai, stays with Shattuck. Inbounded to Cummings. He's out there with Elam, with Buller, with Pottner, with Latta. Latta's got it in the corner. Now over to John David on the wing. Dalen Todd on him. It's Moss, Hazelbaker, Nelson, Halderman, Todd for Visai. Trying to drop it in to Pottner. Almost lost it. Was Cummings. It gives it right back to Jalen in the corner. He's going to go reset. Didn't like the look of that. Good defense there by Visai. 6:36 to go. 6-point lead for Shattuck. Taking their time here. Latta double team. Little spin move inside. And a guy hit the floater. And a tough shot for Ross, who's got seven. I didn't think he would get the shot off. Made it 45-37. It's 8-point lead. Halderman on the wing. Trying to back everybody in. Pottner almost stole that one. Goes back outside to Nelson for three. Air ball, rebound Elam. And an open look, and he's going to hear it from the crowd here. Crossover, Elam in the paint. High dribble, upside up with the left hand and the soft touch. 16, and John David's now killing the Visai Indians. 10-point lead for Shattuck with 6 minutes to go. Slow start, but really turned it on. Hazelbaker trying to answer. He's stuffed underneath by Latta. Goes right to Buller. Dyson trying to force the issue. A little too aggressive there. 5:46 to go. Shattuck slows it down. Trying to win their sixth in a row. Lob. Pottner. Shot. Pottner under the hoop. Flop walk called. And Pottner gets two more. What a game for him tonight with 10. And Coach Haley says that's enough. With 5:37 to go. Shattuck 49. Visai 37. Timeout. Visai back after this on the Round Ball Roundup at the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Back here in Shattuck. Shattuck shootout, and the home team has blown it wide open. 49-37. They lead by 12 after a electric third quarter that they won 18-9 after trailing at the half by three. They have now managed to increase that lead to 12 here off a what started as a slow start for John David Elam. Only 3 points in that first half, is now 16. He's at 13 in the second half. As right now, Visai desperately in need of offense. Trailing by 12. And the bulk of that's come from Caleb Moss, so you might want to look for 11. He's down on the post right now. Hazelbaker has it. He's going to shoot a long two and a fadeaway. That won't go, and a rebound underneath the hoop by Elam. Hazelbaker may have forced that one coming out of that timeout. Trying to get a quick one. Pretty open look, but still not clean one. Spin move. Elam in the paint, and he is hounded until he picks up the blocking foul. Everybody's just trying to keep the ball out of his hands. That is only the third team foul on Visai, but it is the fourth now on Hazelbaker. And he might have to come out. Nope, Cale Nelson's going to come in for Randall. And I thought I only had three for Dyson there. So reading four. In the post, Buller. Great entry pass by Elam. Buller with the reverse up underneath, and he's got six. What a game for him tonight. 51-37. Hazelbaker in the corner to Johnson. Back outside, Dalen Todd. Ball fake, goes inside mid-post, shoots a floater, won't drop, pinballed around, and goes right back to Elam. Off the miss. Crossing the timeline now, John David Elam gets around to the wing, stops, spins, in the paint, left hand off the glass. Real tough shot. That won't drop. Balletic there, but would not fall for him. Quickly back the other way comes Vaisai. Hazelbaker taking it to the rack. Scoop shot underneath. Oh, couldn't get it to fall. Buller trying to get the charge on the flop. They won't call it. Elam with the basketball. His team up big. 4:31 to go. Been all Shattuck in this second half so far. Cummings, top of the key, over to Buller. Buller's got Todd on him, picks up his dribble. Gives it over to Elam. Johnson went for the steal, didn't get it. Elam drives inside, little hesitation fade, and gets it to drop. Waited to the defense, passed him by, and showed the soft touch, and all of a sudden he's got 18. Over a corner, Johnson, drive, high move, up inside, that won't go. And another miss by Vaisa, who's been ice cold in the second half. Shattuck well in front now, 53-37 with 3:55 to go. And a reach-in foul by Johnson, trying to stay in front of Elam. And Tony Johnson will pick up his first. That is the fourth on Vaisai, and Buller going to inbound in front of us here. Potner going to take a seat. Chris Jones going to come in. Johnson's going to come out. It's going to be replaced far side, looks like, by Nelson. Elam, drive outside, nowhere to go. It's swinging around to Cummings. It's double team now. Vaisai's starting to trap. They drop it down to Jones. Lost one up to Buller. Almost lost it. Did lose it. Steal by Nelson. Breakaway. Buller behind him on his back. And he missed the shot. Buller just yelled at him. And now it goes right back to Randall. Missed the putback. And Buller gets the stop. All he did was go low and scream in the ear of Nelson. And Nelson missed it. Thought he was behind him. Oh, and looking for an assist is Elam. It's a steal by Vaisai. Back the other end. Hazelbaker with an easy lay-in on the backside. And Coach Haley's going to call another timeout. Hazelbaker picks up his 10th point. 53-39, 3:20 to go. Shattuck leads Vaisai. Final quarter, a final 3:20 coming up after this. It's the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
I've been driving trucks for a long time. Safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Back here at Shattuck, home team up 53-39, and trying to hang on to this lead and take home their second Shattuck Shootout in their home gym. Eighth annual. They won it in 2020, did these Indians. John Bay, the MVP of that one. They don't give out MVPs anymore, from what I understand. But if they did, John David Elam would probably win this one if Shattuck holds on tonight. Some other scores on the girls' side as they trickle in a little bit late to us here. Looks like Timberlake beat Burlington 45-36. Looks like Lomega wins big. They're another monster, 61-26. First to top-ranked team there in Class B on the ladies' side. Here we go, back here in action in Shattuck, inbounded by the Shattuck Indians, guarded by the Vaisai Indians. They get it over to John David Elam, and the trap, full court trap and press put on now by Vaisai. Over to Cummings, flips it all the way over to Latta, far side of the court. He's going to drive inside off the glass and hits it. Hung around the backside of that press. Good job by Cummings, finding him open under the hoop. Ross Latta's got nine all of a sudden after none in the first half. Hazelbaker goes on the ground, stripped away from him, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow, though, stays with the Indians, the Vaisai Indians. It's going to be tough to do. 55-30. I'm surprised that hasn't happened more tonight, to be honest with you. 55-39. Shattuck leads Vaisai by 16, under three to play now. Been all Shattuck here in this second half. They loft it over to Cale Nelson. He drives and kicks outside. Randall's open for three in the wing. Went down, came back out on him, and a miss and a rebound by Elam, who's got a ton of those tonight. Quickly over to Latta, back to John David. And right back to Roscoe. And flip it inside to Buller. One touch pass to Cummings. Right back to Buller on the block. Turns, shoots, and misses. Good defense by Randall. And with 2:33 to go, probably not enough time for Vaisai to come back. Going to have to hit threes. Here's one from Todd in the corner. That's not going to fall. Long rebound. It goes right back to Potner and poked away. Going to go back to the Shattuck Indians. And with 2:23 to go, they're just going to have to hit their free throws, take care of the basketball, and this thing's going to be over. Again, these are two district opponents. with Fargo Gage Ford Supply. Cross-court pass almost stolen by Todd there, going to ground for it, and we're going to get a timeout to save the possession by Coach Miller. With 2:15 to go, Shattuck lead 55-39. But these two teams will see each other again in the playoff. Remember, that district first game is usually an elimination game. So it's an important game because you could avoid having to play a play-in with a Fargo Gage Ford Supply team who's got a winning record right now. We'll see them on Tuesday. They take on Cheyenne. That is a tough district draw for all three of those teams. You know, you want it to be in your home floor, and you want that bye. Get a double elimination postseason. You want to make sure you A, don't drop one early, and you B, don't lose the first one and instantly get eliminated. So a good team is going to, two good teams are probably going to have to play in this district. An important game here tonight. Right now, Shattuck looking well in control, trying to win number six in a row. 55-39 the score. Elam, front of the scorer's table, lofts it in to Latta. Cross-court pass to Cummings. Now down onto the wing for Potner. Moss trying to take it from Potner. Elam with it. He drives inside, free throw line, dish inside to Potner. Great throw, and Potner missed it. Gets his own rebound, takes it back up, and gets fouled. Good dish again by Elam. Potner has been very good tonight. He couldn't connect, but he's going to go to the free throw line. That's the third foul on Eli Randall. 15 foul on Visai. And with 2 minutes to go, a 16-point lead for Shattuck. Looks like they're going to hold on here and win the Shattuck shootout. Bad free throw for Potner. Line driver. Didn't take his time with it. Missed it. Not the only bad thing he's done tonight. Great minutes off the bench. 10 for Will Potner. He can make it 11. That one he took his time with and knocked it down. Under two to play. 56-39 all Shattuck since the half. They trailed at halftime. And we talked about those scoring drought stretches for Visai, and that's going to be a blocking foul on Buller. It's going to put Randall at the line. We talked about those long stretches where they have trouble scoring. They had one in the third quarter, put them behind the eight ball, and Visai hasn't recovered yet. That will be two shot for Randall. That will be Buller's fourth. One more and he fouls out, but he's been great tonight for them. The charity stripe is Randall, nothing but net there. He's got three. Shattuck really playing well, really rounding into shape. I wonder if they'll be ranked after this. It'll be interesting to see if these two teams don't flip-flop positions. Randall gets that second one with four. And, you know, Shattuck starting slow, as they usually do, getting some guys back from football. Buller and Jones, Latta, Cummings. And now a crossover there. These don't start playing until later. Moss with the ball now in the corner. We're getting a three by Visai. And that one's rattled in by Cale Nelson, who's got eight, and a timeout from Coach Haley. They've cut it to 12, 56-44. We're going to keep it right here. It's five team fouls for Visai, two for Shattuck. So they got a ways to go to even get to the free throws. They got a couple fouls to give here. 12-point lead for the Indians, who at the half trailed by three in a tight one. It was a one-point game at the end of one quarter, three-point game at the end of the half, and then an 18-9 third quarter blew it wide open. And since then, it's been the John David Elam show. He's got 18 points, leads all scorers. And by size, had a couple guys in double-digit scores. Dyson Hazelbaker with 10. He started coming out, playing a little better in that third quarter. Then Moss had 11. A lot of those in the first half, though, for Caleb Moss. He's been quiet here down the stretch. 1:31 to go. All Shattuck Indians. Crowd starting to trickle out as this one is pretty well in hand. The minute 31 to go. Unless, I've seen crazy things happen. Miss your free throws, turn it over. By side, trapping, and it's a steal. Quick steal. Drive outside, poked away by Moss. Now he had Nelson open in the corner for three. And that would have been big if he would have been able to connect on that. But instead, it's poked away. Stays with Visai. Popping out to Randall. He swings it around to the wing. Hazelbaker coming off a screen. Looking for space. Hands it back off to Moss. Moss guarded by him. He's going to pull up for three. That's going to rim out. And a rebound on the backside. Going to come up shooting is Nelson. That's going to bounce long. Bounce high. Still tipped around. Rebound by under the hoop. Oh, stepped out of bounds by Dalen Todd. He trying to save it and throw it back into a teammate and just gets his foot on the line. Goes back to the Indians who lead by, Shattuck Indians who lead by 12 with a minute seven to go here. And a great Second half, great tournament here for Shattuck at home. They bounce it back to Elam. Hounded by a couple defenders, so he splits them. Takes it all the way down the floor, keeping his head up, dribbling around, keeping his dribble. They're triple teamed, trying to take it from him. Finally gets it over to Buller, 54 seconds to go. They do not want to foul him. They do foul Buller. And that's going to be possibly it for Hazelbaker. 16 foul. That is five on Dyson. He fouls out with 10 points. That's going to be no shooting foul yet. That's a 16 foul, so it's not a 1-1. Buller's going to inbound it right beside us here. His team up 56-44, 52 seconds to go. Blake slaps the ball, tries to get it into John David, bounces it into him. And they do not want to foul him, so they try to foul another player. They get it over to Latta, maybe another guy you don't want to foul, but they do. And they're going to put him at the free throw line for 1-1. That foul is going to be the first foul on Nathan Ramey, who came in just for that purpose and did what he was supposed to do. He fouled, and now they're going to flip. They're going to bring in another player. Dylan Moss going to come in this basketball game for Daylon Todd. You know, 45 seconds left. Looks like Shattuck's going to take this one home. And Latta does that little change of direction thing he does when he shoots free throws, and he missed that one. Kind of hits both thighs with the basketball twice and then shoots it. Blocked by Latta, though, on the shot by Moss. He tries to get the rebound, jump ball, possession arrow. Back to the Indians. Next up for these squads. Let's see who they got on the horizon. Looks like Shattuck right after this will get Leedy in a tough one. That's going to be Tuesday. They're going to bounce right back from this and get a tough Leedy squad who's playing much better than they were at the beginning of the season. And Vaisai going to try to recover. Is that one ball stolen away by Vaisai, by the way? Nelson's going to come in and he's going to get pushed. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds. Going back to Shattuck. For the Vaisai Indians, who have been reeling a little bit after winning eight of their first nine. They're going to have to come off of this. Second place, not too shabby. Two out of three here at the tournament. They're going to get a tough one. They've got ceiling next. And a quick shot now. Deep shot. Won't fall for Nelson. Rebound. Moss back outside. Randall. That three won't fall. Skyen for the board inside. Potner gets it ahead to Cummings. Cummings got a two-on-one. Bounce pass under to Buller, who flips it back out and says, we're not even going to try to score here. This one's over. Elam holds the ball. 11 seconds left, and they try to foul, try to take it. Elam just says, I'm going to take it over here to this side of the court. Spins around. Dipsy-Doo, they're trying to foul. It ain't happening, and they're just going to take a knee. Shattuck going to win their own tournament. 56-44. The Indians win their second Shattuck shootout, and they are going to take home the crown. Six in a row for Shattuck. They take down Vaisai, 56-44. Back after this, it is a round ball roundup at the Shattuck shootout on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Young or old, black or white, or anything in between. From employees to entrepreneurs, doctors to detectives, some things define us and set us apart. But there's one thing that binds us. Before anything, we are one thing. Born to be Americans, proud to be Americans. Our United States are our united fates. Know your Constitution.
Unity, it's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.
Every day, Mark fights retinitis pigmentosa, a blinding retinal disease. But even while his vision is taken, his family gives him hope. Because whether he's helping run their business or enjoying time at home with his wife and sons, Mark knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Mark, winning the fight against vision loss means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Back here in Shattuck, home team taking home the title. The Shattuck Indians are your 2022 Shattuck Shootout champions, and they are backed up by the Arnett Lady Wildcats, who took home the title here a little bit earlier. They won over Laverne 59-54. Shattuck winning here 56-44 in an incredible second half that was blown wide open by an 18-9 third quarter. It's Shattuck had trailed at the end of first quarter. They trailed at the end of the second quarter, stuck with it, came alive, found their offense, and all of a sudden came out with the win. We're going to try to speak with John David Elam here once they get done taking a kabillion pictures. But great tournament all the way around and fantastic here. I'm so glad that everybody had us, and a great job about hosting as Shattuck usually does. They are more than gracious here, and we have had a fantastic tournament now. And just to recap what you missed, again, Arnett and Shattuck taking home the crown. Laverne's girls, Visai guys coming in second. Shattuck's girls won third place. They took down Balco 48-35. And Laverne's guys win in third place. They beat Sayre a little earlier, 51-44, on a great tournament there for the Laverne Tigers, who continue to play really good basketball despite coming in third. In this one, fifth place went to Boys City on the girls' side. They won 37-36 in a thriller over Sayre. And Boys City's guys also in the dogfight, 56-53. They come out on top of Balco. Arnett's guys took home seventh, 56-29 winners over Shattuck's JV. And Visai's girls, 45-33, coming away with the seventh place down there. Your leading scorers in this one, four Visai Indians in a losing effort. Caleb Moss poured in 11, a lot of those in the first half. Dyson Hazelbaker with 10, fouling out there at the end, leaving it all on the floor. Cale Nelson had 8. Also, Eli Randall with 4. Tony Johnson with 2. Daylon Todd with 6. And for the Shattuck Indians, Will Pockner off the bench with 11. What a tournament for him. And again, they don't really give out all tournament teams, but they're really impressed by Pockner, who plays much bigger than he is. Also, Ross Latta with 9, Blake Buller with 6, Jalen Cummings with 8, 1 point for Chris Jones, and 18 for this gentleman, John David Elam, joining us here. Put those on and we can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, you're cranked way up here. John David Elam, great job tonight, 18 points. You backed it with 21 yesterday. Coming in, what were you guys' thoughts on this tournament? You've now won 6 in a row. Do you feel like you've got it rolling in the right direction here in the right time of year?
Yes, sir. I think we're kind of getting it together at the right time, and I think if we continue to improve, we can do something special.
Now, they kept you they really denied you the basketball in that first half. Daylon Todd making life tough on you, hard to get your shot off. What did you adjust to at halftime to try to get yourself open a little bit and get some looks?
We just switched up the offense. We noticed what they were doing, and we decided we're going to do something about it, and so we did that in the second half.
Now, you guys have a much deeper team, I think, a year ago. You got Will Pockner coming off the bench, Jalen Cummings playing some nice minutes. When you went in at halftime, did you say, hey, we're still in this thing, even though we trail because all our starters aren't on the board? It's our bench guys that really picked it up.
Yes, sir. We know what we can do. We know what we're capable of, and we knew we were going to go do that in the second half.
Now, is it weird because you guys kind of start out, and Shattuck, notoriously, you're getting some of your football players back late. Is the slow start, because you don't play football.
No, sir.
Is it weird kind of out there, now you're having to readjust, kind of get all the pieces in finally midway through the season?
At the beginning, it's a little different, but we work it out. We find a way to do it, and in the middle of the season, towards the end, we get it figured out.
Yeah, and yeah, great. During this tournament, you've had a couple really clutch free throws down the stretch in the fourth quarter. Now, is that something you kind of pride yourself on? What is your free throw percentage? Do you even know?
I don't know. I just try to do what I can to help our team win, and so we were able to do that.
You absolutely were, and it was a great tournament. You're coming out with the second Shattuck shootout for Shattuck, and they don't give out awards here, but you'd be the MVP if they did. I'll give it to you.
Thank you very much.
John David Elam, great tournament. Congratulations. Okay. You got Leedy next. What do you know about them?
I know we can beat them. We're going to go do our best.
That's the confidence we like. They're a good squad. That'll be on Tuesday. So make sure you follow Shattuck. 6 in a row. Good luck moving forward
to
you.
Thank you very much.
John David Elam, great tournament for him. Great tournament for the Shattuck Indians and the Arnett Lady Wildcats. They were 59-54 winners a little earlier, coming out with the trophy on the ladies' side as they take home the trophy there for the Shattuck shootout. Their first, so Arnett coming away with their first title here at the Shattuck Shootout. As we've seen before, this oftentimes a precursor for a very deep tournament run. So it's a good sign moving forward for the Arnett Wildcats, for the Shattuck Indians, because usually the team who wins this tends to be a team that makes a little noise in the postseason. And it's a good start for that in the back half of our season. Speaking of the back half of our season, we want to thank all our sponsors here bringing this to you. We want to thank Security State Bank of Laverne, H&R Block, Bank 7, Moore's Roofing couldn't do it without you guys. Also, the crew, C.J. Montgomery, doing it well for a long time, helping us cover the stories of these young people in these communities, and couldn't do it without C.J. Sean Miller, Kathy Reese, B.J. Gonzalez. Those guys are making the magic happen behind the scenes so we can bring this to you, and those guys are fantastic at their jobs. Tyler Riggs out there covering the Woodward Boomers in the Jones Tournament. I know the girls ended up with third. The guys were playing for third today. Not sure how that went, and looks like we'll try to find the score later, but looks like Woodward was down a little bit earlier. We'll check on that. But great tournament out there. Great job by Tyler. Back on the board, Mr. Sean Kelly. 3 days in a row, high school basketball. Couldn't do it without Mr. Sean Kelly making it happen back in the studio so that you could hear us fixing all the problems that may arise. Brooke Williams, owner-operator at K101. I want to thank her as well. So I want to thank everybody out here in Shattuck. They're great hosts, they're great people. We love coming out here. Great tournament they put on, and a lot of talent, a lot of talented young people you get a chance to see here at the Shattuck Shootout. So if you haven't made it out, stop on by and check it out one of these years. Eighth in a row, time sure flies. It'll be ninth before you know it. So there you have it for the Shattuck Shootout. Your champions, Arnett Lady Wildcats, win the girls' side. Shattuck Indians win on the boys' side. We want to thank everybody for coming. Wherever you're at, be safe going home. Join us on Tuesday. We'll have Fargo Gage, Fort Supply, and Cheyenne. We'll be live from Fargo Gage Event Center to bring you that one. The third team in this district. You just saw two of those teams. So join us on Tuesday for Fargo Gage, Fort Supply, and for Cheyenne Raiden. A lot of hyphens in that game. That'll be Tuesday. That's it for Roundup Ball Roundup tonight. Be safe going home, everybody. I'm Trent Caldwell. Wherever you're at, I hope you enjoyed your basketball, and I hope you enjoy your trip home. Have a great night.
You've been listening to Round Ball Roundup on your Tri-State Sports Leader, K101. Round Ball Roundup has been brought to you by Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. And H&R Block. Block has your back. Call 580-256-6623 to visit with your local Woodward H&R Block today. The executive producer of Round Ball Roundup is Brooke Williams. This has been a presentation of K101, your tri-state leader in sports.